Mr. Stephen Bozell. Mr. Bozell is a construction contractor. He has contacted an attorney and is one of many Americans, I suppose, that was very upset with the recent commercials that were on the air for Clairol Herbal Essence Shampoo. You may not know this commercial, but it essentially shows a woman showering, washing her hair, and while she is in the midst of washing her hair, she is, I guess you would say, she's having a sexual moment. Mr. Bozell joins us from Riverside, California right now. Mr. Bozell, I understand that you're still at work. I appreciate you joining us, sir. And I also want to say that, you know, a guy that's still working and then calling in on a talk show, you're like doing double duty tonight, huh?
We're finishing up a couple of projects we have out here, Mr. Henry, so it's not a problem at all.
The commercial that we're talking about, Herbal Essence.
I want to go on record as saying, first of all, that this product is made by Procter & Gamble, and those are essentially the people that we are targeting.
All right, Procter & Gamble is the manufacturer of this. You also said in your press release that it's difficult pinning down where Procter & Gamble is, huh?
It actually is, sir. We went on a number of websites, and Procter & Gamble is pretty cagey about telling people where their headquarters are. And I suppose that's because they've had this kind of problem before. I don't know.
What was your problem with this commercial? I know that you didn't like the kids.
Well, my children watched it, but I also think that the commercial for Herbal Essence Shampoo that did show a woman who was, I guess you could say, was as you say, fantasizing and sexually, was alone and sexually fantasizing. The commercial is also offensive from the standpoint that it throws basically into the face of men probably what we already know, and it sort of sends the message out to everybody that women can take care of themselves sexually, that they don't need a man for it. It emasculates, degenerates men as being meaningless individuals when it comes to the sex life of women. We have been, as men, we've been living with this reality for years. Women who pretend they're interested in what we have to say, women who are pretending interested in hearing about our day, and all they want to do is get upstairs to their bathtub and behave this way. And
all right, but the legal action, so you're saying this is a reality that Herbal Essence Shampoo is now bringing out into the open?
It brings it into the open, but by bringing it into the open, it also makes men, it makes me look like a fool, makes every man look like a fool.
But the legal action you're taking not only includes the FCC, it includes Herbal Essence, Procter & Gamble. You're taking it on behalf of your children.
Well, first of all, I searched every website, as I mentioned, to find out where they're located, and it's pretty interesting. The other part of this is that when the commercial came on, just as these companies want, the commercial comes on when there's a child in the room. Boy, I don't think there's anything lower than that, than to purposefully place advertising in a television program so that a child will see it. I think it gets about as low, that's about as low as it...
Well, you can't prove that, can you?
I will tell you that my children saw that commercial and they made comments that hurt me personally.
What was said? You said that your son, Stephen, right?
My son, Stephen, made the comment, it looks like mommy is having fun in the shower, it looks like mommy's going to have fun in the shower. Now, that's the kind of comment... That, and he doesn't know because he's a little boy, but it basically says that I'm less of a man, and my own son is saying that I'm half a man, and that my wife only needs to go into the bathroom, and that's all she needs to do is go into the bathroom, lock the door.
And you said he's a little boy, and a little boy is not intentionally going to say, make the comment.
No, but see, Procter & Gamble's commercial intentionally fed into my little boy's brain a comment which basically says that his father is one half of a man. He's a little boy, but why he said that, it hurt me very deeply, and my lawsuit will charge Procter & Gamble of inducing my son to make me feel like half a man.
And so your son is saying, and this, I want to get to the point of that Procter & Gamble's Herbal Essence Shampoo, this woman pleasuring herself, is a humiliating experience for men.
That is correct.
Because it shows a reality that exists in America today on a large scale, and that is women taking care of themselves, and they don't need men.
Well, it's something and then, as I said, they already know Procter & Gamble has decided to engage in a massive campaign of humiliation and emasculation of the American man by saying men that, you know, can't get it done, that women could do it for themselves in a shower. And I don't see any women standing up for men and saying that this is humiliating to men. I don't hear any women saying it's wrong to say that a man's half a man. And that's why I am, making this move.
All right, Stephen Bozell joins us. We're talking about the Herbal Essence shampoo from Clairol. The commercial on TV shows a woman showering, shampooing her hair, and then I think there's a kind of behind the shower curtain, you can hear her oohing and aahing and moaning as if she's, having a sexual experience. The commercial is supposed to be saying, Mr. Bozell, that shampooing with Herbal Essence shampoo is really sexual.
The commercial may think they're saying that, but what they're basically saying is, something that has been in the culture for a long time. Women are telling each other they don't need men.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. As we talk with Mr. Bozell about this, I have a news story here. Complaints are against this commercial. Procter & Gamble has decided to pull the ad. But
the damage has been done by this commercial. If you read the story, the Commissioner of Gender Equality was asked to furnish an opinion on the commercial, and they openly condemned the ad. They stated that the commercial perpetuates and negatively reinforces the notion of women as sexual objects in a casual context, okay? So the whole reason why they pulled that commercial off the air is completely insulting to men, completely ignores the plight of men. Once again, it's all about women. It's not about children, and it's not about men.
And all right, so you're saying that the reason why they pulled this ad off the air was because it was degrading to women?
Because they say it was degrading to women. There's nothing degrading to women in that commercial. That commercial is basically saying women can take care of themselves in a shower and make themselves feel all good and everything and pleasure themselves. And what do you all think? The only thing you need a man for is to go to the work and bring home your paycheck. And when my own son says to me, "Mommy's having fun in the shower," which is the same thing as saying, "Daddy, you're half a man. You're a legless man." And that.
All right. Well, I think that you're maybe taking it out of context a little bit. I don't think he's saying that.
Well, my own son should not be making comments about whether I can sexually please his own mother. And that's the part that makes me angry.
But he didn't say that. He said that.
He said, "Mommy's doing it in the shower."
Well, he said mommy is taking care of her the way you told me.
He said, yeah, mommy looks like mommy's having fun in the shower.
Right. Okay. In defending the ad, Procter & Gamble argued that the campaign contains no graphic content, nudity, or violence, and that the tone is upbeat and humorous. But it was it has nonetheless agreed to pull the ad from the airwaves.
Well, that is an argument that is so cynical and so specious, I don't even know where to begin. It's humorous. It doesn't contain anything graphic. Listening to a woman screaming like a pig in heat, if you've seen the commercial, Mr.
Well, is she screaming?
She is making loud, guttural noises that you would hear in any pornographic film. She sounds like a bitch in heat, and excuse my language, but... And this is on a commercial, so my son sees it, and he naturally draws the conclusion, my father can't get my mother, my father can't take care of my mother's bedroom needs. Now, it's one thing for your own son to say that to you. It's another thing for him to go to school and blather it all over the campus.
And has your son done that, sir?
I'm sorry?
To be able to say that your son goes to school and tells everybody at school that my father can't sexually satisfy my mother is to have some kind of proof of that.
My proof, sir, is that my son is a little boy.
Well, then you're assuming that he's going to school and he's saying that my father, to all of his classmates, can't sexually satisfy my mother.
That is correct, yes, sir. And that's why we're filing the lawsuit. Mostly the cruelty to my own children and the fact that Procter & Gamble pulled the ad because they thought it was offensive to women, when in point of fact, it hurts men and calls us sexually, we might as well be impotent or eunuchs.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. The commercial for Procter & Gamble's Herbal Essence showing a woman showering and having a sexually pleasuring experience as she washes her hair with Herbal Essence shampoo has been cited by Mr. Bozell and others as demeaning to men because it points up a ever-increasing reality that women are taking care of their own sexual needs and they don't even need men. Additionally, his own son made a comment that Mr. Bozell took it to mean, Daddy can't please Mommy sexually anymore, so she's in the bathroom doing it. Procter & Gamble pulled the ad, saying that it was offensive to women, which Mr. Bozell also takes exception to, saying that there was no offense to women in the commercial. It was mostly an offensive ad to men. The woman in the commercial who's washing her hair with Procter & Gamble Herbal Essence shampoo apparently is making some kind of orgasmic-sounding noises in the commercial. 1-800-449-8686, which, by the way, I got a blog site called, this is called Live Daily Community, and these are women who are posting things on a message board. I'll read some of this stuff at the end of the hour to you about this Herbal Essence. The Phil Hendry Show. Tell all of the kids at school that Daddy can't sexually satisfy his mother.
Well, but that's not my son's fault, Mr. Henry, and I want to make that very clear.
But Noel, I mean, at some point you'd have to punish your son for saying something like that. Why isn't it his fault?
Because Procter & Gamble has put on the television at a time when my son and my daughter could see it, a commercial showing a woman shower her hair and getting her, getting her cookies while she's showering, while she's, scrubbing up her head. And my son is going to naturally draw the conclusion that a woman only has to shampoo with Herbal Essence to get herself satisfied or whatever you want to put it. And they don't need a man. And my boy will go into his marriage with his first wife suffering from those kinds of images that, his wife's going to be disappeared for an hour or two at a time because she's upstairs getting her cookies or whatever you want to call it.
Okay, let's just say that she's up, she's sexually involved, okay? We don't have to use these terms. 1-800-449-8686. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, and all due respect to your guest, I have a couple comments. First of all, I've got six children, so I come with a little bit of experience. And, most advertisements that are on TV are bent on sexual connotation.
To the point where they're showing a woman having an orgasm, well, for God's sake.
Here's the thing. Hang on one second. That's your take on it. I've seen that commercial. And my take on it was she got real excited and she can't wait to get into bed to have a climatic experience with her husband. So your take is different than mine, but I will tell you this. The thing that disturbs me the most is that you are spending time and energy, not only yours, but the legal system for frivolous lawsuits like this.
My
take is I think you need to belly up to the bar, and if you lose, then I think you should pull open your wallet and pay for all the expenses you've incurred on your lawsuit.
Well, wait a
minute. If you truly are passionate about what you believe, you'll belly up with the money to back up your position.
All right, I'll tell you what. What is frivolous about my lawsuit? Go ahead. Tell
What's
me.
Frivolous?
Yes, sir. I'm talking about Procter & Gamble basically calling you and me eunuchs.
No, you know what? That's your take. I would have never thought that angle until I heard the ludicrous of this. I was coming across the state of Indiana when I heard this.
So you don't know that you're being made fun of. You don't know that you're being made fun of.
Let's listen to this.
You know what? First of all, none of my children under 16 would even understand that commercial, to tell you the truth. So obviously you've had dialogue with your children at home to make them even think this
way. I don't think you know what it is
that
kids are exposed to these days, sir.
Well,
boy,
you know what?
Six kids, huh?
I do understand what the kids are exposed to. And
what's frivolous about
medical school? My second's going to be going on to orthodontist, so I've raised my children properly.
What's frivolous about my lawsuit?
What's frivolous?
Yes, sir.
You know what? Then I think you should have a lawsuit against Firestone, because when I last saw the commercial selling tires, they had some sexual connotation in that new commercial that could also make you feel like you're less than manly.
Well, tell me what it was.
It's a Firestone commercial. Like I said, most
What's the content of the commercial that makes
you feel this?
You know what? You don't have another commercial. I'm the one who's got the commercial, see? And I've seen all the commercials. This one is telling you, John, and me, Steve Bozell, that women go upstairs and get their cookies on a faucet.
Oh, come on, man.
You and I can,
come on.
All due respect, you and I can agree to disagree. But again, I come back to my final comment, sir, and that's this. you have a right to look at this commercial and come to your own conclusion of what it did or didn't do to offend your son and you and everybody else.
You're taking the easy way out.
You need to be responsible. You need to be responsible for the monetary side of this. If you bring this up and you bring it in the system and you lose,
well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll come to my conclusion. I'll come to my conclusion as to what's financially responsible then. How about that?
But I'm just saying, you know what?
See, you
obviously going to get some publicity out of
it. If you want your wife going upstairs and getting her cookies on a vibrating toothbrush, that's your business.
All right, look, I'm sorry you...
Hey, thanks for the time.
John, sorry that you're being talked over, but the point is...
I wasn't talking over that guy.
You know, your wife going upstairs with a vibrating toothbrush now. 1-8, you know what I'm saying? I mean, anyway, John, thank you so much for your call.
Hey, thanks for your time.
1-800-449-8686. Laura, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, yes. Hi. How are you?
Fine.
I'm listening to this, and the conclusion I come to is that you are a very insecure man.
Oh, here we go.
If you think that this commercial is promoting men as eunuchs, because if you've ever seen any commercials on TV for a beer or anything else, the women are the objects, and you don't see us freaking out and saying, blah, blah, blah,
yes,
they're
I
doing
do.
This.
All the
you
time.
Know what you should do?
Yes, we do. We
you
hear you people complaining about it.
With your son.
You women
and
complain about those commercials
TV
all
commercials
the time.
That you find are inappropriate.
Ma'am,
there are
women,
lots of inappropriate
women complain about
TV.
Those commercials all the time, so don't tell me you don't complain about them. All we ever hear women say is, I was sexualized by this commercial. I was this. I was that. You don't complain, huh? Well, now it's our turn. So you're basically saying, I'm a eunuch. I can't get...
I'm not saying that. The commercial isn't saying that. The commercial is saying, try this shampoo. That's all it's saying.
Is that all it's saying?
It's going to make you feel great because it's natural. It's not saying anything about a man.
Then why is she in...
That's your own insecurities. And bring it into the legal system just seems absolutely absurd to me.
Ma'am, you know as well as I do that millions of American women, rather than have sex with their husbands, will go up into the bathtub, light candles, and all of this nonsense.
So it would be better for you if a man and a woman were in the bathtub shampooing each other's hair, making these noises. Would you like your son to see that instead?
No, what I'd like is a man and a woman in a bed, not in some, excuse me for saying this, not in some homosexual, you know.
How is it homosexual in any way whatsoever? They are not promoting sex, they are not promoting homosexuality, and if you...
Homosexuality
that,
means same
sex. You are truly insecure.
It is a...
And you're
is
just showing it, and you want the world to see.
Ma'am, it is
you
an
know?
Entree
your
to
son,
lesbian sex.
How old
sex.
Is your son?
My son is 16. It is an entree to lesbian sex. To show...
Well, you know what? There are lesbians in the world.
Wait a minute, man. Are you saying...
Women do have sex with women. Men do have sex with men. It's a fact of life.
Well,
it's been around since the beginning of time.
Maybe you'd like
people
to walk...
are people.
Well, maybe you'd like to go to a grade school and just shout that out on a playground, but I don't want to do that myself. Thank you. What I'm trying to say is...
Nobody's saying that, but nobody's saying that this commercial is promoting homosexuality either,
it's
except
promoting,
for you.
I believe
it's just ridiculous.
I believe it opens the door to a lesbian view.
Why? Because the woman is...
It does. And you know what? It's part of the world we live in.
Well,
your
ma'am...
son realized that...
When did I hire
people
Procter...
are not all the same. We are not cookie-cutter
cut-out.
Can I
ask a question? When did I hire Procter & Gamble to tell my son about sex? I didn't hire them. I didn't hire Procter & Gamble to tell my son about sex. And yet there is the woman.
Why don't you bring a lawsuit up to Budweiser or any of those other ones that have half-naked women on the beach playing volleyball?
I thought you said it didn't bother you. I thought you said it didn't bother you.
They're having lots of fun together.
I thought you said it didn't bother you.
They're playing with balls.
I
don't know.
You said it didn't bother you, so why don't you sue them? I'm telling you right now.
I can hardly hear you.
Yeah, you know what? God, I hate... Ma'am, if you don't have the courage to say you're a lesbian, then don't do it. Okay? But I'm saying it right now.
Why? Because she disagrees with it? She's a dyke?
She sounds like...
I'm not a dyke. I'm happily married. But I do know lots of gay couples, and they're just like you. They're people.
You know what? You just
and
called me a fag. You know what? You just called me a fag.
You think it does? These are your own insecurities coming out.
You just called
You're
me a fag.
Suing them for a
she didn't call you a fag.
She just called me a fag. You will see, I'm sure, in the future commercials that are... That don't have any problem making fun of men. I think that we, to be honest with you, Mr. Henry, I don't think we're long from a period where you're going to see men on a dog leash with these women promoting their products. And I fear the day they become more bold with their advertising. You now have on television, in full view of children, these feminine products, the ones you know I'm talking about, the feminine hygiene and so forth. where you've got a woman with a feminine hygiene product and a man, you know, with a man on a leash.
And are you saying that there's a commercial being contemplated like this?
I'm telling you that this is the message, that there's a woman in work boots with nothing else on, and she's holding a bottle of some kind of spray that God knows, Jesus. And there's a man, you know, in a gag.
Have you seen a commercial like this?
No, sir, but I'm saying that the intent
is to humiliate men.
Yes.
Well, what do you mean a woman with work boots and a feminine hygiene spray and a guy in a gag?
That is the image that women are now letting out into the world. That's the way it's been in our bedrooms. That's the way it's been in our home. Women rule the roost. Everyone knows that. But do you have to make me look like a complete eunuch and broadcast it for the whole world?
All right, Stephen Bozell with us, who is suing, contemplating a lawsuit against Procter & Gamble for their Herbal Essence shampoo, which shows a woman shampooing her hair and then it sounds like she's having an orgasm. He says that it humiliates men. Women only need themselves. They don't need men. It also sends a message, he says, to the young boys out there. He said that his son, he's afraid, is going to go to school and now spread it around to all of his friends that my daddy can't sexually satisfy my mommy. Has your son done anything like that?
Not that I know of, sir, but you know what? There's a parent-teacher bulletin that's going to be coming out in 2 weeks because the bulletin comes out monthly, so I can get my first indication from that. But I.
Well, what do you mean from a bulletin? A school bulletin?
Yeah.
They're not going to have that in there, are they?
No, sir, they won't have it in there, but I know, by the way, some of these parents write, you know, like they say they're going to lord it over me. It'll be written as if they're trying to lord it over me. Yes, sir.
All right, here is Sarah on the Phil Henry Show. Sarah, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good, ma'am.
Good. Stephen, I wanted to say, first of all, that I think we're both adults and we can have this conversation without interruption.
I'd sure love to do that, ma'am.
I'd really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
First, I wanted to say that we did not even have a TV with cable or satellite in our home because of the garbage that is on TV.
Yes, ma'am.
Including the commercials. Now, I do believe that this is, I think that you're very upset and very angry about it, and it's understandable to a point, but I think the lady that called last is a little correct in that you are a little insecure and you have some issues that you need to deal with specifically. But you
hold
said your son
hey,
was...
Hey, Sarah, hold on. Am I hearing some interference?
I'm hearing a phone ringing or something.
I just heard a phone ring. Are you getting interference in your cell phone,
Sarah? I hear
Sarah?
It, but we can just ignore it.
Go ahead.
And you said your son was 16?
Yes, ma'am.
He is at a very vulnerable age for any
ma'am.
Sexual information coming through the TV or in the home or at...
I'm sorry.
Is that your cell phone?
It is.
No,
sorry.
It's not mine.
Go ahead.
Okay. Or on TV or at school or wherever.
I need 10 yards of concrete.
Mr. Bozell, you're on my radio show right now, and I have a lady who has called to talk to you.
Forgive me. I'm sorry. I had a cell phone call. Forgive me.
Are you with us?
Yes, ma'am. I'm right here for
you. So 16 years old is an age that he's going to be questioning, and all, you know, it's a very vulnerable age for any sexual information.
Right.
The other aspect is that God intended men to be the head of the household, not the woman, but I agree.
You need to turn that off, sir.
I'm doing that right now.
I agree that in some aspects, the world is saying that women are to rule, that there's, you know, the feminine movement and all that stuff, but that's not the way God intended it, and
right.
I am a firm believer that...
I got to take this. I'm so sorry, Mr. Henry. I just got to take this. Hello?
Hold on for a minute, Sarah.
Sure.
Mr. Bozell?
Please. 10 yards of concrete, and I need it over at Dr. Phil Trent, right? 10 yards of concrete. Mr. Henry, I got a cement pour in the morning. I'm very, very sorry.
But when you're on my show, you know...
I'm sorry. I got to...
That's okay. It's business. You know what?
Go ahead,
everybody
ma'am.
Has to work.
Go ahead.
And
yeah.
I just, to the extent of suing, it might get somebody's attention for the rest of the commercials. Maybe they need to go to a flirting type commercial instead of a sexual type commercial.
Yes, ma'am.
The other aspect is, you know, one of the things you can think about, I guess,
I'm still on the air on this talk show.
Is Viagra and why men have to have Viagra. And we are desensitizing men to skin.
Yeah.
The whole theme of
She's
skin is in.
Right now, right? I'm sorry?
Okay, I can hear you talking to people.
Okay. Mr. Henry, I did not anticipate being on your program this long.
And well, if you need to go, then go, okay? But I don't want you to be rude to my callers.
I don't want to be rude.
That's
my
okay.
wife...
That's okay. You
I
know
wanted to know if my wife was listening. I wanted to know if my wife was listening because it's exciting being on a radio show. I'm very sorry. Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I'm praying for the situation totally, and I do know that we are going more into the sexual aspect of everything.
Well, ma'am, do you need your husband for sexual pleasure or?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, then you do. All right, thank you. Do you mind if I get a deposition from you? And
why do you need to depose her? There's got to be millions of women that could make that claim.
I haven't met one. All of them want to go up there with their scented candles and a vibrating toothbrush, and it's a disgusting...
Let me ask you this. Do you go to church?
Do I go to church?
Yes.
I just finished pouring a parking lot for our local Presbyterian church.
Okay,
no, do you go to the...
I said, do you go to church?
Do I go inside of it?
The women that you're hanging out with or the women that you know may not be godly women and may not need their man. They're in the world... And maybe you need to surround yourself with people who are...
Jesus. Oh, we just had a closet fall.
Okay. Well, I gotta go.
Ma'am.
I appreciate your call.
Well, ma'am, I will tell you this much, that I believe that you are a decent woman for calling. I think you've got some very decent instincts. I think...
Hello? Are you there, ma'am?
I'm here.
You're very kind to call. Thank you.
Not a problem. God bless you.
What happened?
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. What happened was I had...
Let's get out of here, bud.
What?
I don't know. I don't like explosions, okay? You're listening to the Phil Henry...
How you doing?
Fine, sir.
Look, I just want to know what this man's insecurity is. Because I really don't see what's so offensive about it. I mean...
What, offensive about what?
Offensive about the commercial.
Have you seen the commercial? That's the first question I got to ask you. Right off the bat.
I've seen the commercial.
Okay, what's it do? What does it do?
What do you mean, what does it do?
No. It just says that she's getting excited over the shampoo.
The thing of it is she's getting her cookies.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, dude.
Wait a second, man. Are you telling me she's not?
What? Where do you say she's getting her cookies?
Dude,
number one, how old is your kid?
My son just turned 16.
Just turned 16?
Yes, sir.
He's been knowing about what she's doing for about the last 3 or 4 years.
It doesn't make any difference to me. It's not supposed to be on a television set. I didn't pay Procter & Gamble to teach my son all about women getting their cookies. And the other thing that you don't understand is that's making you and me look like we don't even have a pair.
Well, look.
That's what it's saying.
I'm a 35-year-old truck driver from South Louisiana.
Hey, friend.
Right? We're in the Bible Belt, and we don't get offended by that.
Because
she's not showing anything.
I know, sir. But the commercial's saying that women don't need men. All they need is a bottle of shampoo and a locked door.
Oh, come on, man.
They've been doing that since the beginning of time.
I don't know
what you're thinking there. But
okay, but now they're letting everybody know about it. And now my son goes to school and talks about how I don't have a pair. What's that?
He's been knowing about it. That commercial ain't taught him nothing, man. I'm going to tell you what.
You're telling me that my 16...
12 years old, and he come home from school asking me things.
You're telling me my 16-year-old son is all fully aware of the fact that my wife has got a leash around my neck?
Man, you remind me of the little boy in the closet got caught with Dirty Magazine. That's what you remind me of. A hand that's really insecure about something.
What are you talking about?
I'm gonna tell you what.
You know what your problem is?
The commercial does not show anything offensive. It's nothing offensive to it. And if your son's taking it like that, like the other caller had got heard said, probably there's something going on at home that shouldn't be needing to be discussed between you and your son.
Well, sir, I will tell you this much. And I say this with all due respect, but you come from the South, okay? So maybe you guys don't have it all clued in down there.
Well, where are you from?
I live in California.
Yeah, but you're from Tennessee, aren't you?
No, I'm not from Tennessee.
Wait a minute. This guy's... Where are you from?
Oh, they?
Yeah.
I'm from Louisiana, man.
Well, how do you know about all these sophisticated things?
How do I know about it?
What do you mean, how does he know about sophisticated things? You ever heard of New Orleans?
Yeah, you got from New Orleans. Where are you from, man? You ain't from New Orleans, are you?
I'm from Alexandria, but yeah, we go to New Orleans quite regularly.
Yeah, but dude, that's all, like, that's you might as well be in the middle of a freaking bayou.
Oh, here we go with the phone again.
Hold on for a minute. Yep. Billy, I need 10 yards of concrete.
Would you get out of here with your concrete orders and talk to this guy?
That's okay, kind of rude, anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
I got to get 10 yards of concrete out. They're building a new Wax Hollywood Wax Museum out here in Riverside.
Oh, my
God. Well, hey, let me tell you what. What do you
think that somebody's insecure about you saying, no, I'm going to keep thinking that because
Hollywood Wax Museum.
Yeah, can I get what I want is a pepperoni with...
All right, hang up on him, bud.
Well, he's just ordering pizza.
He's on my show.
What's wrong, right. Man? You scared of it?
I want to get a pepperoni pizza.
Can you not get to the point? You scared
I'm ordering a pizza. I'm ordering a pizza if it's okay with you, or are you all of a sudden Adolf Hitler?
You're not ordering a pizza. Why are you avoiding the whole point, then, Hank?
No, sir, I'm not avoiding the point. I told you that when a woman is upstairs with scented candles, and she's got her hair up, and she's burning incense... And see, you're laughing all about it. She's basically saying that you ought to be standing there with a dog collar, a ball gag, and no balls.
If I heard my wife upstairs in the bathroom washing her hair with that shampoo and doing that, I might go climb in the shower with her, buddy. I wouldn't be insecure about it. I'd be telling the kids, stay here and watch TV. I'm going upstairs.
Oh, so you go upstairs now that both of you are in the shower? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Hey, if I heard my
brother,
wife
I feel
upstairs,
sorry for you.
Doing that,
what?
Well, I feel sorry for you, sir.
Why do you
feel sorry for me?
You know what the hell with you?
Oh, my Disneyland. Goodness.
How much for an all-day pass?
Okay, thank you very much.
Boy, that was nuts. That's the stupidest interview you ever did.
Well, the stupidest interview I ever did? That ain't the stupidest one I've ever did. That's the stupidest guy I've ever talked to, I'll tell you that. That's Mr. Stephen Bozell on the Herbal Essence shampoo and how you might as well have a ball gag in your face and a leash on because that's what that commercial's all about for us guys. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And if you want to visit our website, it's www.philhenryshow.com. Thank God I got rid of that guy. Unfreaking believable that cat would be on my show. Would you get him out of here, bud, please?
I didn't do it.
Yeah?
I want to get a pizza and a...
It's my show, the one that you were just on.
Jesus.
Okay, so nice going there, Steve, and I hope that you can keep your family together through this terrible, terrible time of Herbal Essence shampoo. You might as well have a dog leash on. I like the comment that he made, though, that sooner or later you're going to see a commercial with a woman in work boots holding a can of FDS, a man on a leash with a gag in his mouth, or maybe wearing a half-vinyl mask. They're both naked... And, yes, feminine hygiene spray. Because you don't need him. That's what they should... The Herbal Essence commercial. Herbal Essence shampoo. Because you don't need... him. Men. Yes, men represent everything anathema to women. Men, violent, bestial, demanding in their sexual cravings. Men. Sure, they act like they're sensitive, but you ladies know that when a man is sensitive, what is he really? He's not even a man. That's when you can make fun of him. The size of his penis is a good place to start. Talk about what a wimp he is. Talk about how you don't like it when you walk all over top of him. Then when he stands up for himself, call him abusive. Call him an animal. Call him an ogre. Tell him that he ignores you. Put the guilt on him. But whatever you do... Love him. Love him. Love him. Love him. Love him.